A house fire in the Talkeetna area near Caswell is under investigation as a homicide-suicide case after the medical examiner found evidence that three of the four people found in the burned rubble may have been killed before the flames consumed the trailer building. KTNA reporter Diana Hecker has more.
Various state agencies, including the Alaska State Troopers Major Crimes Unit out of Palmer, are investigating a trailer fire that appeared to have claimed the lives of four people. But three of the victims are believed to have died before the fire happened. Sergeant Michaelin Manrique with the Alaska Bureau of Investigation.
We determined, and we're still waiting for more information back from the state medical examiner's office and other interviews, is that three of them did not die from the fire. We're considering it a homicide investigation at this point, homicide-suicide.
The troopers tentatively released the identities as 43-year-old Vanaphone Sundara, 23-year-old Ezrael Stewart, and the couple's two children, 4-year-old Axon Sandra and 1-year-old Kason Sandra. The state's medical examiners continue their investigations for a positive identification. The fire completely destroyed the trailer home that the whole family was living in together at one point. The fire was at the Caswell Lakes area, a small community south of Talkeetna. Sergeant Manrique is part of a large team of investigators who are still trying to determine the cause and manner of the deaths.
I can't reveal much because the investigation is still in its infancy. Obviously, we got some information from the state medical examiner's office that three of the people that perished did not die from the fire. So we are now going back and researching the scene and talking to, friends and relatives of the victims.
A search of the Alaska court database revealed that Sandra had a prior conviction of kidnapping and assault domestic violence. The court document filed in Anchorage says that in May 2000, Sandra assaulted his then common law wife when she said she was leaving him. Documents say he tied her hands and feet with speaker wire and assaulted her for 8 hours while the couple's two young children were crying in a nearby bedroom. The court document also said that Sandra threatened to shoot the children and set them on fire if she left him. Sandra was convicted and sentenced to 7 years in jail. In Tuesday's tragedy, circumstances seem strikingly similar. Sandra and Stewart were in the process of a divorce, and Stewart had already moved out with her two young daughters to an apartment in Talkeetna. Her landlords, Gail and John Moses, said that she moved into a building adjacent to the Moses' house.
She came to us, she answered an ad that we posted, and she wanted to rent it. She told me she was planning to leave her husband. She had two small children, and they moved in around the beginning of October and just lived here a short time. What I knew about her was that she was the assistant manager at Tesoro and that she was very excited about moving and leaving her husband and getting a divorce.
Gail Moses said there was little indication that things could turn violent.
She told me it was going to be an amiable breakup, that they had worked everything out and everything was going to go well. I didn't believe that. And later on, when he took all the funds out of her checking account, she told me about that. I said, it's time to get a lawyer. And she did.
The landlords became suspicious when John Moses noticed a car cruising up and down the quiet Talkeetna street they are living on.
And it turns out that was her husband's car, and he'd been watching the house.
Stewart confided in her landlords and said that her husband wiped out her bank account and took all their permanent fund dividends.
I had talked to her after the PFD incident, and I asked if she thought he would do anything violent, and she said no, he loved the children, and he'd never hurt them. And
Moses said Sandra never came around until recently.
Really, I'd never seen him on the property until last Sunday when he was picking them up to take them, I guess, to the trailer. We didn't see her after that, and she didn't come home the next night.
The Alaska State Troopers, as well as the medical examiner, continue their investigations. Reporting in Talkeetna, this is Diana Hecker.